over here.
Have you guys played tennis before?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What we say, a 24-hour period? 72-hour period?
About okay. 3 weeks.
Where it was a couple days. I could get at least 1 point off of Alcaraz.
Cap. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Alcaraz, 1 point.
No chance.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Maurice Jones-Drew. Coming up, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Quarterback consultant Jordan Palmer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and our phone lines are lit. We're going to take our phone calls in just a moment. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We just had our Thanksgiving food hot take segment. Where Chris Brockman says the empty calories that is stuffing, not worth it. Mike Del Tufo cut Cranberry from the
Tell
team.
Tell him to go right to the locker room.
TJ Jefferson and I all had similar takes. You said sweet potato pie is better than pumpkin pie, and then I just saw that, raised it by saying pumpkin pie is trash. Longtime producer of this program and current producer of What the Football, which, by the way, has Steve Mariucci talking, John Madden, telling John Madden turducken stories. With Amy and Susie. And we'll play that later on the show. Don just, he's also our, we'll explain in a second. He's had the hottest take. Turkey is a trash holiday protein, is what he said.
Wow.
Six words that don't compute.
Unbelievable.
And I think, Chris, you as the commissioner of our fantasy basketball league should
take away Jokic?
Remove his trophy. No, remove his championship entirely. Like the bat, like you should.
Maybe I'll suspend Jokic
you
for
should
the week.
Remove, no, you should remove. You should remove his banners, like the NCAA does to people. You vacate. You should vacate.
Vacate the banners. I gotta get us a trophy. I gotta get us a trophy.
You guys turkey is a trash holiday protein.
That's crazy.
Okay.
You just haven't had a good turkey then.
Exactly.
I agree. 844-204-RICH number to dial. Joe in Jamestown, New York, just dialed in. What's up, Joe?
He's up.
You there, Joe?
Uh oh. No, Jim, actually.
Oh, Jim. Sorry, Jim. What's up? Okay. What's up, Jim?
That's okay. I love you guys. I love your show. I've been watching it since I found it on the Roku channel.
Attaboy.
And I watch it all whenever I have a chance during the day if I can't watch it live.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to call in, and I agree with TJ about stuffing because we have cornbread dressing. I grew up in Texas, and we've always had cornbread dressing.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I make my own sweet potato pie, and I really upset with people that make sweet potato pie, but they use pumpkin pie spices.
Mm.
So, hey, I want my sweet potato pie to taste like sweet potatoes, not like pumpkin pie.
You get it, Jim. You get it.
Jim understands. Jim understands.
Jim's one of my people.
Well, what do you think about my take, though, that pumpkin pie is trash, just total trash?
No, I wouldn't quite agree with that.
Okay.
If I really have to have some, I'll have some. So it's not total trash.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jim.
I got one other thing to say.
Yes, sir.
The Cowboys still haven't beaten anybody this year.
Oh, no, don't. You, Jim. TJ was so pleased with you, Jim.
Hey, I've been a Cowboys fan. I've been a Cowboys fan. I was born in 59.
Okay.
So I've been a Cowboys fan forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got
this
me beat.
Year, they still haven't beaten anybody.
I mean,
you beat who's on the schedule, Jim. You know what I'm saying?
Like, thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. I mean, come on. You know,
you saying the Jets are nobodies?
I don't know. They beat the Chargers in Los Angeles when the Chargers were just, you know, were the twinkle in the AFC playoff eye. You know, they
lost Jim and the San Francisco.
Jim is.
I mean, look, nobody's
got a point.
All right, nobody's undefeated.
Jim's kind of got a point.
Great point.
You know,
again, that's why
beating
we
Daniel
boys,
Jones and
we
Zach Wilson yeah. 70-10 combined score to start the season, and then they take Mac Jones and
you got two
turn him into pumpkin pie.
Big four, really
TJ.
Big,
don't buy into this. I'm with you guys. We need to talk to you seriously about the Cowboys as Super Bowl contenders. It's all coming together. You want to talk what MJD was just saying? Best offense.
What's his gambit?
And wide
What's
receiver
his gambit here?
Trios.
What's his plug?
I'm looking at the Dallas
Why?
America's team. They're back. The curse is over, Jimmy. Jerry, kumbaya.
Yes, that's true.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me some.
I'm trying to. What's your gambit here? You're just trying to get him riled up, or
I'm trying to hype up America's team. You guys need to believe.
Well, we don't need hyped up. I don't want nobody believing.
Guys, America's team right plays Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Bruce Feldman joining us shortly.
God. I don't know about that.
Can I play music now?
Please. Watch him.
Just saying. Cowboys. I'm a believer, TJ.
Let's go to Robert in Sparta, Wisconsin.
Sparta.
Yeah. When the movie came out, it was pretty big for us.
What's up, man?
What's up, Robert?
All right, well, I wanted to, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, before I drop any hot take that I might have, say thank you to TJ for the fantasy advice all year.
Hey!
Hope it worked for you.
He's got some at the end of the show today.
I'm doing very well in the league right now, thanks to my ability to scrounge the waiver wire.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very important. That's the most important thing to do.
I need to apologize to Rich, because I can't help build the podcast empire. There's 9 other people that I just can't tell them where I'm getting my tips from.
Okay. Okay.
So I wanted to know how I can make it up to you. Should it be a merchandise purchase, an extra donation to St. Jude?
I'll take that. Sure. We'll do that. But it's better than a merchandise purchase. Or just, you know, tell your friends about the show. You just don't have to tell them, you know, we make you smarter. Robert.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I can't help but think that, you know, TJ's tips are so good, they'll have to notice what's going on.
Mm.
So maybe after the league ends this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, I mean, just another month. Hang on tight. Another
plus,
month.
If you're just throwing money around, you know, this I can send you my cash out.
Get out of here. That's so silly.
Oh, but the hottest Thanksgiving take?
Yeah.
My mom's food is better than yours.
All right. Well done, Robert.
Well done, Robert.
Well done. Good call. Rack him.
Rack him.
If we had a rack, we would rack him.
Where is the rack?
I think it's just warehouse. A term.
Okay. Do you know what the rack is?
What?
It's when you got beheaded. Whoa. How do you guys not know that?
No, it's not. That's a guillotine.
But they called it the rack, too.
No, the rack is when you're...
The rack is when... Like,
I can't believe we're talking
Braveheart.
About medieval torture.
Braveheart.
Dude, the rack is when you're... Yeah, you're
stretching
and guy. And they extend you,
yes.
And then you're...
Yeah,
right.
The rack. It's part of... That's like Braveheart.
I actually think the rack is simpler. It refers to like a rotary phone where you just like hang it up.
That's is that what
it's rack?
That's kind of what I think.
I don't know.
It's a torture device. I mean, what are we doing?
Here's the problem is that, you know...
The rack was Lex Luger's finishing move, too. I mean, come on.
It's a human torture.
There's one
rack,
person we could ask, and I don't know if he's talking to us.
Who's that?
Okay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let us do it. And when I say us, I mean me. And you guys, give me crap. It's now time for yet another Rich Eisen Power Rankings.
Power
Rankings.
Right.
This is my
Power Rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power Rankings.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Go.
I'll be straight up with you.
Go.
There's not a lot of drama in these Power Rankings. Because last week's Power Rankings of the 10 teams... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them won, which shows you I know what I'm talking about. You understand?
Is that what it
That's
is?
That's proof. If I say these are teams worthy of the top 10, and I'm fortunate enough to not have them play against each other, and they all win against opponents that aren't in the top 10, it makes me... Right. You understand? Now then, that's the preamble to say not a lot's changed. Okay. However, new team on the list. I've been resistant. I've been resistant, but no more. The Cleveland Browns are on the list.
You just made the list.
They did. DTR.
They have 7 wins. I hope they're on the list.
I believe in you.
They should have been on the list.
Excuse me. There's a lot of 7-win teams. DTR, I believe in you. This defense. Boy, do I believe in that part of the unit. And I mentioned earlier this week, hey, Kevin Stefanski for Coach of the Year. We got to get talking about that. He should be in a lot of conversations. The Cleveland Browns this week are at Denver. Talk about a great game for playoff contention and a lot of jockeying and wild card playoff positioning and maybe tiebreakers. That's number 10 on the list. The Cleveland Browns are in my power rankings. Number 9, no change. They were 9 before. They're 9 again. Jacksonville Jaguars. They're 9. Number 9.
Too low.
Nope. Because the team that's already beaten them and can sweep them is right above them. No change. Day one, no change. Houston Texans. They're 8 on the list. Taking on Jacksonville. Can't wait to see it. CJ Stroud, baby. Here we go. Enjoy that Sunday victory if you get it.
They played them in week 3.
You'll be licking your wounds from the Saturday game before it.
Don't love it.
Number 7. Day one. No change. The Miami Dolphins are sitting there at 7. No change. Yep. They're going to win again this week, too. Tim Boyle. Oh, my God.
No.
By the way.
What if Boyle does it?
How about this one? Oh, okay. How about this? Did you know that Tua did not play against the Jets last year? It was Skylar Thompson in both of the games between the Dolphins and the Jets. Yeah, the Jets got the Dolphins after Tua got knocked out and concussed against the Bengals. Cincinnati, and then the last game of the year after he got knocked out and concussed against the Packers.
Wow.
This is Tua's first start in 3 years against the Jets. Or two seasons. 3 seasons, 2 years, whatever. There's 7. Number 6. This team won. No change. Ravens sitting there at 6. I think they're going to win on Sunday night.
They're the 1 seed in the AFC. How are they 6?
Because if they take on the 5 seed Detroit Lions, I think the Lions beat them.
Oh, you're nuts.
The Lions, they win. No change.
You're
the 5 seed is still the Detroit Lions in my power rankings. Fine. Call me nuts.
Nuts.
Okay. Number 4. Day one. No change. The Dallas Cowboys. They're 4.
Woo!
Yes! They are 4th on the list. So, I'm telling you, not a lot of drama. I could go in and around. Listen, I think the Cowboys do beat the Lions if they played each other right now. That's how I'm ranking. There's a method here.
But the Cowboys beat the Ravens?
I think they could. Yeah.
Could?
Right.
Our defense is...
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens, you know, over the next couple weeks.
All right.
But for the moment, leave me alone.
This is Rich's list.
It's his
now we
got to
change. Down one spot. Because they lost Monday Night Football. Chiefs. And I'm not dropping them further than 3.
They can't score in the second half.
Excuse me. I know that. I talked about it yesterday. We even had a nifty graphic about it.
They should be 6.
No, they shouldn't. Because they had this game. They did lose it, but it was so damn close. It's a razor's edge. And by the end of the season, the Kansas City Chiefs will have 12 or 13 wins. And we'll be talking about this hiccup one more time, potentially, if we see this as a Super Bowl rematch. Instead of a Super Bowl rematch in the regular season, an actual rematch in the Super Bowl. Number 2, up one spot. San Francisco 49ers are really good. They're outstanding. They are better than most. And I can't wait to see them against the number 1 team on my power rankings in a couple of weeks' time. The Eagles went into Monday Night Football. They were the 1 seed in my power rankings. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs. The top of my power rankings stays like before. Like The Rent and Godfather Part 2. So, there's my power rankings. Not a lot of changes. Not a lot of changes. Bengals out, Browns in. Bengals are going to have to work really hard to get back in.
You get a real opportunity to shake things up this week.
That's right.
And you punted.
I didn't punt. How did I punt? Not 8 teams win. They won. 8 of the 10 won. What are you talking about?
You punted.
I didn't punt at all. I didn't punt at all. And by the way, if I punted, I coffin cornered it. I nailed it right on the 1 foot line. 8 teams won. What am I going to do? Swap it around after they won? And so you could say, well, they won. How do they drop 2? They won. Whatever.
Not as impressive in the win.
Oh, God. That's your power rankings. Mine are that. Eat it.
Stays like a buffalo.
Hey, it's well done.
Wait
wow.
a second. Where did that come from?
Wow.
There's no way you
pay attention.
Did you have that as a drop?
No. I got it. I found that.
Okay.
I found it quick.
Wow.
Somebody has it perfect.
Stays like a buffalo.
Stunned. I'm a stunned. Well done. Rent.
I know. I was about to look up, see if it was because college basketball was at halftime. There you go.
The rent stays like a buffalo.
Just for you, double.
Thank you. Wow. Let's take a break.
Wait, didn't he actually have to drop the rent, though, once he got the look from Don Vito?
Oh, yes.
Actually,
and then, yeah.
He dropped
and then,
it, right?
Yes, and then he dropped it.
Yeah.
I won't succumb to such pressure. That's my power rankings. Live with it.
Rich, I'm okay before.
Adam on Twitter says anyone who hates pumpkin pie should seek mental health.
Okay, so. Great.
Well, awesome. Dr. Melfi needs to come check us out.
Very good.
Or go to prison. He did a slash.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's I think is a little harsh.
A little aggressive.
You
know what I
mean? Prison. Get out of here. All right. Some prison food's probably better than pumpkin pie. Take that, Adam. I'm in the mood. My hot take stays like a buffalo.
Wow.
All right. Bruce Feldman, we come back here on The Rich Eisen Show. All right, folks, let's talk about game time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big-time events because it can be worrisome, it can be time-consuming, and it can be expensive. So game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on game time in seconds with two taps, and there's a game time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. Right here on The Rich Eisen Show, sitting at The Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Normally, he's here in person, but it being Thanksgiving week, he is Zooming in from The Athletic and Fox Sports in his weekly Wednesday appearance. The man known by the NCAA as Uncle B, Bruce Feldman here on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Uncle B? You good?
I'm doing well. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I actually have a question for the people in the studio with you.
Yes, sir.
Who do we think wins the 40 race, Barkley or Rich?
Barkley Briggs of Davidson Football me.
Beats Rich by like a second, probably.
I think he wins, Bruce, and he's invited. Is this the greatest farewell to college announcement you've ever seen, Bruce? This kid?
It might be. Look, I'm guessing Barkley Briggs will have a future in some form of media or entertainment because he's clearly got a good sense of humor about himself. He's and like, there'll be a place for him.
Yeah, maybe he'll provide the motor for Bussin' with the Boys. Maybe he'll do that.
I actually thought it was Jason Kelce at first, I know, like an old like Cincinnati photo.
All right, let's jump into it, Bruce. Why haven't we heard anything on the Michigan ticket scandal for like 5 days? Are we done hearing information? Is everybody like zipping it because there's a game coming up? Why aren't we hearing anything?
I think so. Look, I think everybody got their pound of flesh. Jim Harbaugh is not going to be coaching in this game. And Tony Petitti and the Big Ten have moved on for the time being. And now we're going to have the game. And it's going to be nasty, right? Can't wait to get to Ann Arbor tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Yeah, yep. I'm going there tomorrow. You know, there's been so much buildup, and now we actually have it. Right. Now, Sharon Moore is going to be coaching Michigan, not Jim Harbaugh. But right now, Jim Harbaugh is coaching them, at least until game day. And I think all the other stuff that's around the game is still going to be around the game. But for now, you know, we're going to find out, is Michigan actually better than them?
So, again, you know, you're saying everybody's gotten their pound of flesh. So there's nothing left to leak. You know what I mean? I'm being serious here. And I know that sounds like, you know, I'm grinding an axe here, but
there's a lot of stuff that people still want to know. Certainly. I mean, I think on the Michigan side, they want to know, you know, where did this investigative, you know, firm show up from, who tipped them off? I think we all want to know also, not just who at Michigan else might've known about what was going on. There's a lot more detail stuff that the NCAA is certainly going to be digging into. But for now, I don't, in terms of the back and forth courtroom drama, I think that has been on the shelf at least, right? You know, once Michigan decided, hey, we're good, we'll accept the suspension from the Big Ten, and the Big Ten's gonna let the NCAA handle the rest of it for this point forward. I think that's what the Big Ten coaches, I think, we're pushing for. You know, I'm sure the ones who had to play Jim Harbaugh on Saturday, as opposed to, you know, the way the suspensions worked, I think those people probably aren't thrilled. And certainly it's not like there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, look, for 2 years, this we felt was against the rules, the spirit of the rules. And that those outcomes are real. You can't change those. But at this point, what else can you do going forward?
So what's the what's your 2 cents on the actual game, since we're arriving there and the drip, drip, drip has stopped and, you know, leakers are zipping their lips or there's nothing else to report? What do you got for me now Toe's about to meet ball on Saturday, Bruce?
Yeah, I still think that that everybody who's on the Michigan sideline is convinced that they are the tougher, more physical team than their arch rival. I know it. I know that's what they think, because I, you know, was behind the bench when Mike Sannerstill and Barrett were rallying their teammates. They're convinced, and they feel like they have their own video evidence. They saw it last year, like in the second half of that game. Now it's on Ohio State to be more ready and to, you know, look, they're really talented. They have Travion Henderson back. He wasn't healthy in midseason. He sure looked healthy last week against Minnesota. Kyle McCord is a really young quarterback who's been in some tough spots this season, but this is going to be a different animal going into that snake pit that Ann Arbor is going to be, you know, after all this, especially against a really talented defense with probably a better defensive line than what Michigan had last year. So, you know, J.J. McCarthy didn't look to be at his best last week. You know, maybe Maryland was a trap game, you know, it was back-to-back road games, it was all the drama around Jim Harbaugh, whether he's going to be there or not, and all the stuff. You know, now J.J. McCarthy, to me, has a significant advantage at quarterback. Last year, I wouldn't have said that because you had C.J. Stroud there. Now you have a guy in McCord who's making his first start in this game. Now, he definitely has great receivers and really good skill talent. I don't know if his offensive line, though, is – I don't think it's as good as the one they had last year with a couple of NFL offensive tackles, and it was just a more seasoned group. This group has had some good moments, and it's had some not-so-good moments. But to me, that I think, is where the game is. It's really – is, you know, Michigan's offensive line, which has been so good, you know, was a little banged up last week, but – We're going to see, does Michigan's offense, is Michigan in the trenches dominate this game, or does Ohio State hold its own? And if it does, then I definitely think Ohio State has the skill guys to win this game.
Well, yeah. And so that, you know, from my seat, my concern, Bruce, is the Michigan run game this year has not been its forte. It really has not been. Corum scores from the 5-yard in, right? From the 5-yard line in, he's been money there. But, you know, between the 20s, it's been a bit of a struggle to get a run game going. And the, you know, outside of the obvious of trying to contain Marvin Harrison Jr., the concern I have is McCarthy, who hasn't looked himself the last 2 weeks. I'm wondering if he's hurt. Is that why Sherrone Moore called, you know, a zillion straight run plays in Penn State? And he did not look himself in Maryland at all. And if there's anybody who misses Harbaugh in game, it would have to be McCarthy. His spirit animal is not on the sideline, right? So that's my concern.
And I think it's a valid concern. Now, look, the first I was in at that Penn State game, Michigan's right tackle was in for a long day. Penn State has super edge rushers, super twitchy guys, mm-hmm. Chop Robinson, most notable among them. They are different. You know, Ohio State has really good defensive linemen too, especially on the outside. They're different though. They're bigger guys. They're still really athletic, but they're not Chop Robinson. And that was a big problem for Michigan's right tackles in the first quarter. And at that point, Sherrone Moore just said, hey, we're just going to bully this team. And they pretty much were able to do it. And for everything, you know, our Joel Klatt had said, you know, during the broadcast, JJ McCarthy was the one leading the bandwagon on, hey, let's just lean on them. Now later in that game, he did look hobbled. He did look hobbled with his leg, and he didn't look 100% last week. You know, going into that game though, it was interesting because you talked to coaches in the Big Ten and they were like, JJ wasn't running as much before. And they were like, okay, are they trying to preserve him from steering clear of the risk of injury, knowing we have that if we need it. Now, I don't know if he's, you know, if his wheels are 100% like they were, we think, going into the Penn State game. He didn't look it coming out of it. So I think they're going to need that though, because he is a playmaker, and they do have some really good weapons outside. I think this is a group that is better than what they had coming in to this game last year. But the run game has been a little muted, and we all know that they are going to be challenged at offensive line. That's the group that has to win it for Michigan. Because if not, if it gets into a game where it's like our Marvin Harris, you know, like Ohio State's receiver is just better than them. Abuka's really good. Their tight end is really good, Cade Stover. And obviously they have the best receiver in college football, Marvin Harrison Jr. As good as Michigan's secondary is, I don't think they're going to be able to completely shut that group down. Ohio State's just too explosive. And that's not even talking about what Travion gives them.
Bruce Feldman here from The Athletic and Fox Sports, heading to Ann Arbor later this week for the big game on Fox, big noon game on Fox on Saturday, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. The College Football Playoff Committee spat out a different quartet. Is it just as simple that Jordan Travis is gone from Florida State, and that's why they're no longer four, and it's Washington in there, Bruce?
I think it has they'll say, Boo Corrigan, the committee chair, will say that it's some of the resume stuff where it balances out now that there's more results. Ultimately, I think that is the thing that has got to be your biggest concern if you're a Florida State fan. You know, Tate Rodemaker did lead them to a comeback win when Travis got hurt last year against Louisville. You know, by all accounts, people have a lot of confidence in him, but he's not the guy that was led one of the more prolific offenses in the country. They still have all the skill guys. I think they're still really talented. Florida's banged up. Florida's not with their starting quarterback this week. In that rivalry game. But then Louisville is a really good team. They've had a really good year. I think Jeff Brohm's done a terrific job in year one there. If you look at Florida State, you know, if they get through Louisville and they get through Florida, I don't know how you, without their starting quarterback, how the committee could put them in a precarious position where it's still not good enough. Remember, they smashed LSU in the opener. It wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point, I think they outscored them 31-0. It's, I get it. It's not their fault that the ACC is very shaky outside of them, but they've won all their games. They scheduled a legit SEC opponent, and it wasn't close. So I think if you're Florida State, backup quarterback or not, you keep winning, you're going to have a place in the playoff, but it probably will be number four.
So how does the, I guess, Pac-12 championship game or how does it affect anything, right? Big Ten championship game, it does just kind of feel like this is the moment, right? This weekend is the results oriented, or Alabama beating Georgia, would that shake anything up? Like, give me the seismic moments here over the next 10 days, Bruce.
Well, we're probably not going to get everybody to be undefeated that's still undefeated, right? I mean, so start with the Pac-12. Now, let's say Washington gets through the Apple Cup, Oregon gets through against a good Oregon State team.
Yeah.
Then can Oregon avenge that defeat? If they can't, and you're Washington, you beat Oregon twice, you have some other good wins.
That's it.
There's no way you're getting left out, right?
Yeah.
Let's just assume that the winner of Ohio State, Michigan is not going to stumble in the Big Ten title game. So that's another one. That's two. Then you're looking at, if Georgia holds serve, they're going to be the number one seed. But if Alabama knocks them off, you would have a one-loss Alabama team with the best win of the season beating Georgia in the SEC title game. But they do have a head-to-head loss at home, no less, against Texas, and Texas handily beat them. Texas is in a much worse conference, at least for the time being, because they're not in the SEC yet.
Right.
But again, Texas does have a loss against Oklahoma, who if at best, Oklahoma will be a three-loss team if Texas gets to play them in the conference championship. It's not great. Like, if you're Texas, it's weird to think it, but you're in a really tricky spot there, because you're not going to overtake Georgia with one loss, absolutely. But I think there's not going to be an SEC champ if it's a one-loss team that's getting left out. I just can't fathom that. It's just not what the committee does. And again, I think beating Georgia would carry so much weight. But then all of a sudden here, like, we're laying it out. If, and it's a big if, if you have an undefeated Pac-12 champ, if you have an undefeated Big Ten champ, that's two. If somehow Florida State makes it through, that's three. Then something is, it's like, it's the musical chairs game. Somebody's going to get left out that people are going to be incredulous about.
What's your opinion of the way Caleb Williams has finished up his season in USC and the conversation in college football about that, Bruce?
I think he's a remarkable talent. I think that program was sputtering all year, and a lot of it was blamed on the defense, and I think that was only a part of the problem. They fell apart down the stretch. And, one of the things one of the lasting memories I think I'll have of this season is after the game a couple of weeks ago, Caleb jumps in the stands and is in his mom's arms and she's covering his face. You can see his body is shaking and he appears to be sobbing. And for all, as great as he is as a talent, he won a Heisman and he's got a lot of NIL and a lot of other things. He's still a college kid. And you saw that. And, there's a lot of stuff that gets attention. I know one of your colleagues had tweeted about how, he wasn't coming to, he turned down some media availability after games and everything like that. And people can read into all that stuff however they want to read into it. But, at the same time, I just feel like this was a program that was falling apart this year. And he was the face of it. And, maybe 5 years ago before NIL, we'd look at it differently. It's like, you feel like people are a lot less forgiving with this because they're like, oh, he's making a lot of money or he's doing commercials. And, I don't think, I wouldn't knock him if I was an NFL team because he didn't come to a press. I didn't decide he didn't want to come to a press conference.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's like, I feel like that stuff now gets way overblown in social media. The thing I would be concerned about a little bit if I was an NFL team would be like, okay, has he picked up some bad habits and just trying to play Superman on every play, and if you can sit there and watch with him and say, okay, we still think he's incredibly talented. We think he's really bright. And we think all the things that from the people I know there feel about him, I think he's still going to be the first pick. People can talk themselves out of it. It's not to say Drake May is not super talented, because I think he is too, but I just think with Caleb, he became a, you know, kind of a target because for all sorts of reasons. I just think people, you know, people were on Lincoln Riley's back almost from the time he left OU for the way he left it. And it's only grown. And I think there's a part of this USC team which feels, you know, more substance than style. And I think that's unfortunate for Caleb that, you know, he's the face of it. But I you know, to me, I still think he's the guy who, if I was an NFL team, that would be the first pick of the draft.
No doubt. I mean, as I said on yesterday's show, talking about it, Bruce, that any general manager that decides to not choose him because of these last two games and his comportment being questioned, if they pass up on him every single time Caleb wins and that general manager's team loses, he should be forced to have a press conference to talk about this very moment. I mean, it's nuts to me. Before I let you go, our friends at Yahoo talking about new revenue models being discussed by the higher ups in the NCAA world about the future of college athletics and needing to revenue share with players. Kevin White quoted as saying that the conversations being had are quote unquote nuclear, and how power schools might just leave the construct of current college football athletics and do their own thing. What do you think about that, Bruce? What do you think?
Yeah, well, shocking. I mean, I've talked to people in the sport, coaches especially, who are like, you know, the NCAA model doesn't serve us well. It's outdated and all these other things. And revenue sharing from the coach, some of the coaches I've talked to feel like that would be a good part of it. I think we're headed to that.
Yeah.
I think it's probably in the best interest of major college football as it is to break away from the rest of the NCAA model. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who feel like the NCAA is rudderless and it's been outdated for a long time. I think that the sooner we have people like that who are quoted in that story, I think are putting their names to it, I think it only gives it that much more momentum, because those are people who have strong voices. And I think then all of a sudden everybody looks around and goes, let's find solutions instead of finding criticism. Because I think that's the part. And I'm not saying they're wrong to criticize it, but I think we're already past the criticism stage. I think we need to be at the solution stage. How do we work this out? How do we manage it? I know people don't love to say, oh, I don't want it to be like the NFL. The NFL, as you know, is wildly successful. There's parts of it that the college football can try to pattern itself, and other things that it can keep that the way it feels like it needs to be to run differently. But I feel like that's the stuff that they need to get going, because the sooner they do it, probably the better off it's going to be for the good of the sport.
Well, with Notre Dame's athletic director saying that, I hope nobody on the South Bend campus is buying hamburgers for anybody, because one particular coach who advocated for this sort of thing publicly has suddenly found the fury of the NCAA falling on his entire shoulders. Bruce, didn't Jim say this? Didn't Jim say this? Didn't he say this?
Hamburgers or cheeseburgers? Hamburgers or cheeseburgers.
Okay. So finally, before I let you go, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being me being completely ecstatic and 1 being me searching for a darkness retreat near Los Angeles, California, 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific Saturday. What number am I? Bruce, what do you think? What's your prediction?
I think you're a 6.
Okay. Very few times will I say somebody tell me I'm a 6 that I don't take that as a complete insult, but I will accept it, because that means I'm on the proper
side. You're in LA.
Bruce, have a great time at the game, man. I look forward to seeing you next week and picking your brain on everything. Thanks as always.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
The one and only Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports and The Athletic. Have a great Thanksgiving, brother. Here on The Rich Eisen Show. Thinks I'm a 6.
So that means you win?
Means I win. He won't predict. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. You know, Michigan's without their coach. The quarterback without the coach spent one day handing it off and another day throwing picks that he hasn't thrown. And he does look hobbled. I'll be straight up with you.
You're 5-0 without your coach.
since Harbaugh departed for the latest one game against the toughest competition Michigan has faced all year long.
On defense.
This guy handed it off 28 straight times. And then the next week threw interceptions that he hasn't thrown all year long. And the run game concerns me. So these are the things that will have me staring up at the ceiling on occasion over the next couple of nights.
You're an Ann Arbor 9, Rich. So
thank you.
It's all good.
Thank you. What am I in El Segundo? Don't answer that question. Don't answer that question. How dare you? How dare you? 844-204-RICH, no denial. Phone calls. Hour number three, a Thanksgiving version of What's More Likely. Jordan Palmer on Jake Browning. Can he be a Cincinnati savior? That's coming up.
Half redneck, half posh, 100% fun. Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester try and learn fancy culture in putting on airs.
The host of the Medium Popcorn Podcast, Brandon Collins and Justin Brown.
Okay, so Paddington 2 had like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes.
As
for
it should. You guys ruined that?
Justin came in and like took it down like 2 points because of his rating. That's the time we started getting death threats.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. No, people worship that movie.
Putting on airs. The podcast is on YouTube and wherever you listen. The football season is underway, and Believe podcasts are talking about it.
When he went home and went to sleep, Michael Parsons was just terrorizing him.
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
And to be only producing 15 points a game, that's something that is definitely disheartening.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
As a quarterback, I would expect him to be acting like that. Take the accountability. Put that on yourself. Don't put it on your teammates.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Game Time Tickets. Everybody should download the Game Time Tickets app right now on their phone. You will thank me for it, because if you're looking for tickets in your area, certainly with the holiday seasons coming around, maybe you want to surprise somebody with a concert ticket present, or take them to a game, a comedy show, a theater event near you. Game Time is ready for you, and we can make it lighter on your wallet with our $20 first purchase off promo code. And you can see the view from each one of your seat options. You can also see all in prices. What that means, your total is given to you up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. Other places you might check out and you go, wait a minute, what was this? That's not the price I was given. Not with Game Time. Guesswork, it's totally removed when you buy tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use the code RICH. $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code RICH. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price guaranteed. Deion Sanders. God, I love him. You know, he said he's going. That last loss that they suffered, Washington State, said it's the lowest maybe in his entire life. He's ever been in his entire life. Son got knocked out of the game, took him out for just, you know.
Yeah, they got
precautionary purposes. His son's getting knocked around.
Yeah.
But Deion's still Deion. This is an outstanding exchange from his most recent press conference. Hit it.
As you said, you didn't live up to your expectations.
Yeah, my expectations are out of the darn park. You got to understand, man. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. What's those little four heads that's in California? What do they call those? The people faces engraved? Yeah. Come on, man.
South Dakota.
I set up there. It's in where?
South Dakota.
I thought it was in L.A. all this time. Wow, my geography. That's the Hollywood thing? That's what I thought. I'm sorry. Thank you for educating me.
That's amazing.
Oh, man. Love you, Deion.
Wow.
Foreheads.
The foreheads engraved.
Hollywood sign.
Hollywood sign.
God, I love Deion.
I love Deion.
That would be jarring.
I mean, it's kind of funny, because how many times has he probably heard conversations that he's on the Mount Rushmore of?
Right.
Two-way athletes.
Right. Sure.
College.
Defensive backs.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he didn't know it was presidents in South Dakota. So what is the Mount Rushmore of Los Angeles, would you say?
Now, here's the thing. Is it
Hollywood?
Is it just movies? Is it sports? I mean, what are we doing here?
I guess we just got to go sports, right?
All right, so sports.
See,
You choose it.
I was just thinking all of L.A., so okay. I think Jack Nicholson's on there.
Okay.
Yep, I like that.
You can even put him crossover for sports.
Okay, so Jack's on it.
Magic?
Got to put Magic on there.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
What about Jerry Buss? What about Jerry?
Mm.
He brought Magic to town. He created the Lakers, essentially, as we still know them, to this very day.
Good one.
I mean, you got to go.
Good one.
Yeah, Jack and Jerry. So then, let's do that.
Okay.
And I'm dead serious when I say this.
Oh my! I'm scared.
I mean, but you got to talk about Hollywood. Does Jack represent all of Hollywood then?
Steven Spielberg.
Kind of, yeah, he kind of does. And he crosses for
actor
over
or director
because he's a super famous
fan. I'm throwing Vin out there.
Okay, that's good.
Oh,
Vin like Scully.
Now, are we just doing sports or are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe California.
Los Angeles. So you have an actor, then you want to put a director on there, right?
Yeah, it's like,
I don't know. I mean, if you want to talk, you could.
Spielberg's pretty good.
You could talk about power brokers in this town.
But you know? That nobody knows who those are. Like across.
Oh, you've never heard of Louis Waltz?
No. Are you proving your own point?
No, he's the one. He's the one who once told the band leader.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
He's not getting that part.
Are we gonna put the horse head on the Mount Rushmore?
He was a very powerful man in this town.
Oh my God! I can't breathe.
The Waltz. Cartoon.
Also, how far back do you want to go?
That's the whole point. Like,
you know. Who?
So we've got Jack and Jerry Buss.
Who's our female? Who's our woman?
I don't know.
On Mount Rushmore for Hollywood in this town. Penny Marshall.
Come on. I don't know.
Sports fan.
Like, you know, Kate Hepburn. I don't know. Bacall. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Meryl Streep.
I don't know. Is she Los Angeles or just she's in the movies? I don't know. Isn't she more Connecticut?
I think she's so overrated.
Oprah.
Oprah Chicago.
I know.
This is Los Angeles, man.
I know.
That's what I mean.
Easy.
It's probably Marilyn Monroe.
It's probably.
Oh, yeah, we got to put a music person.
It's right. Marilyn Monroe.
Easy, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. You just can't do this.
Yeah,
you can't do it. It's much easier to do the Mount Rushmore of South Dakota.
You're right. I mean, it'd be.
Right?
Yeah, but.
Adam Vinatieri.
That's factual.
Good. That's good.
Mary Hart.
Is she from South Dakota?
She might. I think so, isn't she? Isn't she from South Dakota?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
She could be both on the South Dakota and Los Angeles Mount Rushmores.
Yes. From City.
She could be on both. I don't know.
Wow.
It's hard.
Dion, it's in South Dakota. The foreheads are presidents.
Rich.
Pretty good.
And he knows that. I know he's
Tom Brokaw, South Dakota.
Yeah. He's just in his tunnel vision right now. That's a coach thing right there. That's his foreheads. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dion's the best.
Foreheads out in L.A. What?
He literally is the
Hold
best.
It up, Prime. Hold it up. Okay. More phone calls coming up in the next hour. What's more likely, Thanksgiving version? Jordan Palmer is going to be talking about what's going on with Josh Allen in his mind, and Jake Browning, he's his throwing coach, coming up.
I mean, the Mount Rushmore of Florida sports is even harder.
Can you name the four presidents on Mount Rushmore? Mike Del Tufo?
Washington, Jefferson, Adams.
Nope.
They're already wrong.
It's Washington, Jefferson. Oh my God! I should
Washington.
I've never been there.
Oh, you're not going in order. You've never been.
I've never been there. It's one of the few places. I've never
Roosevelt,
been.
Okay. Abraham Lincoln.
Roosevelt. That's right. Abraham Lincoln. I should have known that. I'm terrible. I'm a history minor too. I should.
It's really cool.
I couldn't guess.
Went there when I was 12. It was really awesome.
No, I didn't pay attention in class, Rich. I was worried more about.
It's also.
It's beautiful.
Really
it's
small. It's not that's as big says. As you think it is.
What everyone the says Mount
small.
Rushmore?
Yes.
I would love to go there
it's
one day.
Small.
I want to go.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go to Mount Rushmore after the show. It's just down right. the 101.
You can see it.
You can see it from my house.
Literally see it from my house.
I'm like Sarah Palin.
You can actually see it from your house.
Fuck, it's like Alaska. It's Sarah Palin's house.
I was just going to say.
Mount Rushmore, Alaskans.
Oh, my God. You can have that, Chris.
What about the Mount Rushmore of
Sanders? I wasn't born there. I lived there for a little bit.
Mount Rushmore of Sanders' children. What order is it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What order? Left to right.
Well, Shador's hurting, so he might be number one.
No. Bucky's still killing it. Oh, boy.
Mount Rushmore of Rich's kids. Oh. Brock Purdy. Baker Mayfield.
Tom Brady.
Josh Dobbs. He's my new adopted son.
Son.
He's on Monday's show. Josh Dobbs is my new adopted son. You're right.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
We have Michael Azarad, who was Nirvana's very first biographer. I'm not sure how many people realize how many of the best songs on In Utero were written way beforehand.
To be fair to Kurt, he was also a new father. There was a lot of stuff distracting him. It wasn't just drugs, although that was certainly a major factor.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.